types of circumstances. We started with the first one. The first one is b'chor l'nachla and not a b'chor l'chayim. We went through that. And then the second example that we speak about is b'chor l'chayim and not a b'chor l'nachla. So let's say someone had sons from a different wife, and now he marries another wife, and she didn't have children. That's not going to be a b'chor. That's going to be a b'chor l'chayim, but it's not a b'chor l'nachla because he already has a firstborn son. And when it comes to the din of peter of pidyon haben, it's peter rechem, which means it's her firstborn. So what happens? Or what happens if she? What happens if she? She converts or something of that sort. She has a child afterwards. So there's no b'chor l'nachla because there is no nachla, but there is a b'chor l'kayin. Okay. Then the Mishnah also speaks about the other case, which is the case of when is it going to be b'chor l'nachla and for a kayin. So it speaks about if whatever she miscarried didn't have enough substance to it, that it wasn't considered anything, therefore, or she miscarried within 40 days, all those are going to be a b'chor l'nachla. The next one is going to be b'chor l'nachla or b'chor l'kayin. The Mishnah Beis is telling us when is an example of something that's not a b'chor, not l'nachala, and not l'kayin. So that would be a case where there was a first child born. That child was born cesarean section. So, and the second child that comes afterwards, neither one is a b'chor l'nachala, and not a b'chor l'kayin. Why is it not a b'chor l'nachala? Because b'chor l'nachala also, the Pasuk tells us, according to this man, the Amr, the Pasuk tells us that it has to be yol duloy banim derech leida. Therefore, the first one is not a b'chor l'nachla, and the first one is not a b'chor l'kayin because it's not peterechem. Neither is the second one. Rav Shimon says harishon l'nachla. Rav Shimon disagrees and says the first one is a b'chor l'nachla because after all, the father connects with the first one. That's going to be his b'chor, and the second one is going to be a b'chor l'kayin is the chamesh slayim because it's the first peterechem. In other words, the other child was not peterechem true, so the first one's not going to be a pidyon haben, but the second one went well. Next Mishnah is Mishnah Gimel. That's where we're up to. Mishnah Gimel is going to tell us what happens if you have sveikas. Mishalo bichra ishtoi. Someone whose wife has not yet given birth. The yoldu shnei zacharim mazel tov. And now there are two zacharim, and they got mixed up. And now we don't know which one is the bachar. They have twins. It's very possible to happen. And they're, what do they call them? Identical twins. And you can't figure out which one is the bachar. You forgot which one is the bachar. So what do you do? Noisein chamei shloim lakoyim. Either way, the father has to give chamei shloim for one of them, and he gives it to the kohen. Meis echad mehem b'soich shloshim yom. What happens if one of them died within 30 days? The av is putter. The av does not have to give it because we said you really don't have to give pidyon until 30 days. So now I don't know if the one that's alive is chayiv or not chayiv. So what happens if Mesa Av? What happens if the father dies? The children both live. Habanim kayyamim. The children are alive. Remeir oimer im nasno at shelo chalku. If they already gave the five slaim from the father's estate before they divided it, before they were yorish, nasno. Then when they giving was good. Vim lav p'turim. If they already divided it, then they're pater. Yehuda oimer and nischayvu nisachim nechassim. Yehuda says no. Even the nechassim are chayv. It's a machlokes why, but one pshat is because Yehuda holds a concept called milva ksuva betayra kiksuva b'shtar damya, which means that being that this idea, this pidyon haben is written in the Torah, it's as if there's a shtar on his nechassim while he's alive, and therefore you could be therefore the children inherit the chayv, and he could claim it even from the children. Zachar nacheva. What happens if the two twins that are born, one's a male, one's a female, and we don't know which one came first? In kan l'kayin klon, l'kayin doesn't get anything. Mishnah dalat shtei nashim shelo bichru. You have two women, they're married to the same man, and neither one of them already had a child. V'yoldu shtei zacharim, and they both give birth to boys. So now they're both chayiv b'chor, so it doesn't make a difference. Nasnu Esther Slime Lakayin, you're going to give Esther Slime, each one had a b'chor. Meis echad mehem b'soich shloshim, what happens if one of them died during the 30 days? Im Lakayin echad nasan, if you gave both of the of those shloshim to one kayin, so yachzer lo chamei shloim, he has to give it back. What does that mean? It's within 30 days. You can give pidyon haben within 30 days, but it's not actually going to work until the 30th day. So therefore, he's going to have to give you back the money, five of them, because one of the children died. Im l'shnei kayanim nasam, but if you gave it to two different kayanim, ein yachal hoitzim yadim, you can't take from either one, because we don't know which is the child that died and which is the child that got which pidyon. We just know you appointed the two children because the two children got mixed up. So either way, they're both chayiv. They both would have been chayiv in theory, but now that one died, one of them we have to I'm going to take the money back for you. You don't know which one to take it from. For the let's say the two women gave birth, one to a zachar, one to a nekeva, or they both gave birth, or there was two males and one female. You only have to give five slime to the kohen. The reason is because one of them, for sure, the zachar, was going to be a chayv and pidyon haben. It's two different women, don't forget. So, but the other one, well, if it's a nekeva, then she's for sure not chayv. And if it's two zacharim and a nekeva, so there's one of them for sure you were chayv, because there's you only had one female. So you definitely had one male bachar. The other one, we don't know if the zachar came first or the nekeva came first. She gave birth in captivity, so we don't even know what happened over there, because it's going to take a while until they're going to have all these children. Anyway, noisin chamesh slaim l'kayin. You can only give five slaim for the one that you know for sure, you're the definite chiyuv. Shnei nekevos v'zachor, what happens if there's two females and one male? Oy shtei zacharim v'shnei nekevos, or there's two females and two males. Now, there's two women. There's two female children born. We don't know for sure if there's any bechor. Ein kan l'koyin klum. The koyin doesn't get any. Achas bechor v'achas shaloi bechor. Let's say there's two wives. One of them already had a child. One of them didn't. So, and they're both yodu shnei zacharim. They both give birth to boys. So we know for sure we have a bechor here, and the other one is not a bechor. No, it's in chamesh shalom l'koyin. Even if you get mixed up, you don't know whose child is what. Still, meis echa me'am b'soch shloshim. One of those, the children dies b'soch shloshim ha'av v'pater, because now the father doesn't know. Maybe the one that died was the bechor, and the other one that's alive, and therefore he's not chayv. If the father dies, the children are alive. If they gave the money before they divided up the estate, then it's good they gave him. And if they didn't give it up yet, if they didn't give it over until they already divided it, he inherited it. Therefore, the father had a chiyuv, leave me alone. Rabbi Huda says, as we mentioned previously, which means that now that the Torah tells you have to give pinyan haben, the father was mechuyev in a way that it's like there's a shtar, which means that it even goes on to his property, and nischaivu nechasim. And therefore, when they inherit the property, they're still going to have to pay up the loan. Zachar nekeva, what happens if what's born was a male and a female? And kan l'koyin klum, the koyin cannot verify without a shadow of a doubt that there is a chiyuv pinyan haben. Therefore, he doesn't get anything. That's the end of Mishnah Dalet. We will continue with Mishnah Hey, Beis Hashem, and more, hopefully next week, my dear friends. Make it a great day.